Our first lesson is from the book of Exodus, chapter 2. And Pharaoh said to his people, "Behold, the people of the sons of Israel are many and numerous, more than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them. Perhaps they will be multiplied, and it will be that wars will happen. They will also add themselves to our enemies and fight against us and go up out of the land." And so Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, "Every son that is born, you shall cast him out into the river, and every daughter you shall let live." And there went a man from the house of Levi and took a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and gave birth to a son, and she saw him, that he was good, and she kept him secret 3 months. And she could no longer keep him secret, and she took for him an ark of bulrush, and tarred it with tar and with pitch, and she set the child in it, and set it in the rushes of the lip of the river. And his sister stood afar off, to know what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the Nile, and her damsels were walking at the side of the Nile, and she saw the ark in the midst of the bulrushes, and sent her maidservant, and she took it. And she opened it, and she saw him, the child. And behold, the boy was weeping. She had pity on him and said, "This is from the children of the Hebrews." And his sister said to the daughter of Pharaoh, "Shall I go and call thee a woman, a nurse from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And the daughter of Pharaoh said to her, "Go." And the maiden went and called the mother of the child. And the daughter of Pharaoh said to her, "Take this child to thee, and nurse him for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew up, and she brought him to the daughter of Pharaoh, and he was to her as a son. And she called his name Moses, and said, "Because I drew him out of the waters." Reading further from Arcana Celestia, "And he was a son to her," means that then first truths were attached to that affection. This is clear from the representation of Pharaoh's daughter as an affection for memory knowledge, and from the meaning of son as truth. Being a son to her is possessing the first truths acquired through memory knowledge. For truths are first born from memory knowledge, and so are like sons born from their mother. And memory knowledge is the groundwork for truths, which make up the understanding and faith. Later, these levels are what are enlightened by the light of heaven. And from this comes the understanding and the ability to perceive faith and the good of charity. To draw him out of the water means being set free from falsity. Amen. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.